Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Baba Metzia, Pei Aleph, Baba Metzia 81a, pagination is 161. We'll start from the facing page, the Mishnah, about a quarter of the way down. Kol ha'umnin shomrei sachar hein. A craftsman, while he has the object, is considered a shomer sachar, a paid watchman, because there's benefit that he's deriving by having the item in his possession. V'kulan she'omru tola shalach v'havei ma'os. But once he says, it's done, take it and give me money, shomer chinam, he gets downgraded to the status of an unpaid watchman. Still not allowed to be negligent with the item, but he's not as obligated. For example, geneva v'aveda, by theft, that someone else came and stole it, the way a shomer sachar would be. The poskim observe that if the person retains the item on a level of, I won't return it to you until you pay me, that could enter the level where he has benefit to holding the item. The item serves him, and he may get upgraded to a shomer sachar status. But again, if the wording of the Mishnah is fulfilled, he says, take it, and independently, you still owe me money. Two unrelated facts, then he's a shomer chinam. The Mishnah states, shemor li ve'eshmar loch, guard for me an item, and I will reciprocate and guard for you an item. Shomer Sachar, he has the status of a Shomer Sachar, to which the Gemara objects. Let's move on to today's daf. We're counting up from the bottom about 12 lines. The Gemara quotes the Mishnah. First word on the line is Zavna. And then at the two dots, Shomer li ve'eshmar loch Shomer Sachar. Guard for me, I'll guard for you, is a shomer sachar. On the contrary, va'amai, why is that? Shemira bevailim hi. It's guarding at the same time that the owner of the object is working for you. And the Gemara understands, without even explaining it, and expects us to understand, that we're referring to a pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim, which says, in Ba'alav Imo lo yishalem, if the owner of the object is working for you, then this guardian is not going to have to pay. And as Rashi explains, it's talking b'sha'as she'ela, at the time that the item was entrusted, he's working for you. It has nothing to do with whether he's still working for you at the time that the damage occurred or the item was stolen, but he was working for you at the time it was entrusted. Why is that? Is something that's explored by the Mefarshim. The Hamek Dovar from the Netziv, for example, discusses that if the person is working for you, then the fact that he lent you the item is no longer such a simple thing like he lent you the item. Wow, thank you so much for lending me the item. If he's working for you, obviously the relationship is far more complex as to who's doing who the favor, etc. Perhaps that's an insight into understanding this. Rav Shamshon Rafael Hirsch also has at least a page exploring this concept. But for our purposes, Shemira bevailim hi. The person is working for you at the same time that he entrusted the item to you, in this case, in a very reciprocal way. You're guarding something for him, and he's guarding something for you. So, if something happens, it shouldn't be a shomer sachar. It shouldn't be anything. You're not going to be liable. It's a case of ba'olav imo. The owner was working for you at the same time. Omer Rav Papa explained, the Omer li shmor li hayom ve'eshmor loch lemachar. He said, guard for me today, and I'll guard for you tomorrow, such that these two guardianships are not happening at the same time, and therefore he's not in your employ, and therefore both of them are indeed liable, the status being Shomer Sachar, because you're getting something in return for watching the item, in that the other person will watch yours. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned, Shemor li ve'eshmar lach, guard for me, I'll guard for you, Hashileni ve'ashilcha, I'll lend you, you'll lend me, Shemor li ve'ashilech, Hashileni ve'eshmar lach. Other variations of this, one is watching, one is borrowing, meaning he's able to use it. Kula nasu shomre sachar zelaze, they all have the status of shomer sachar, level of liability. Ve'amai, and the Gemara asks, why is that shmira bevailim? He, same question. And again, Amar Rav Papa explained, de amale shmer li ayom ve'eshmalach lamachar. He said, guard for me today, I'll guard for you tomorrow, as long as you make sure that it's not simultaneous, this concept of Shmira Bevailim, absolvement, will not apply. Which brings us to the story. Hanhu Ahaluye. There were people who sold Ohel. Ohel, Rashi tells us, who Esev, it's a certain type of grass, that's used to wash garments, I guess like a detergent of sorts. Ika da Amri, others explain that it's a min bosem. It's a type of perfume. But in any case, these people used to sell ohel, this product. To kol yoma, the way they conducted their business, hava ofi lechad minayu, one of them would bake for the others. Hahu yoma, on a particular day, Amru le lechad minayu, they told one of them, Zilafilan, you be the baker. Amaluhu, he said, Netru li glimoi, guard my garments for me, and I'll go do the job. Ada asa, by the time he came back, Pashuba, they were negligent, v'ignuv, and his garments got stolen. What level of liability do they have regarding these garments? So even as a shomer chinam, they would be liable for Geneva, for theft, that it was stolen from them. They should have guarded it. I'm sorry. Even as Shomer Chinam, what I meant to say, they're going to be liable because they were Poshea. Geneva, had they really locked it up, they would not be liable. But the Igniv of Poshea, it was stolen because they were negligent. That they are liable for, as Shomer Chinam. Also, the Kameh de Rav Papa, they came in front of Rav Papa for a psak, a ruling. Chayvinu, he obligated them to pay. Amule Rabbanan le Rav Papa, the rabbis told Rav Papa, Amai, why did you obligate them to pay? Pshia bevailim he. It has a status of Ba'al of Imo, because he's working for them at the time of the guardianship. Ichsif. And he got embarrassed. He thought he made a mistake. Lesofig loy milsa, it ended up turning out that he was right. It was not a status of Shmira Bevailim because the work has to happen simultaneously with the guardianship. And Dahu Shaita, because at that time he took a beer break. Shichra Havakashasi, he was drinking beer at the time that the items were stolen. He had not yet started working. Rashi points out, had he started working, so that's all we look at. We look at whether they were in the same status simultaneously, them accepting the guardianship, him working. But over here, he didn't start working yet, and therefore he was not a status of Ba'al of Imo. Again, the Mishnah makes the statement that guarding for one another could be a Shomer Sachar. And the Gemara says, why isn't it a case of Ba'al of Imo? And we answered from Rav Papa that it was not simultaneous. And we have a story over here where these people indeed asked him to do something which would seem that he's working for them and they're guarding his item, and it should be a case of Ba'alav Imo to absolve them. And what turned out was that he actually didn't start working. He took his beer break, and therefore they were liable, and Rav Papa's ruling to obligate them was correct. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.